Count me down, Chris. 3, 2, and 1.
Welcome.
Hold on, let me start over. And 3, 1.
He just has to get his.
And 3, 2, and 1.
I got it. Don't count me down. Welcome to the Jones Zone with Chris Jones. I'm Brian. Almost forgot who I was. We have the sexiest guest we've ever had. The prettiest, the funniest. Well, not the funniest. The smartest, well, besides me, my wife, Blair Jones. Blair, say hey to everybody.
Hello, hello.
Blair is a LuLaRoe fashion consultant who has taken over. Basically, yeah. She's been doing it full time for about, 2 months now, Blair?
2 months.
Yeah, she got...
Since January.
No, before, you've been doing it full time since March. So,
Almost 4 months.
Huh?
Let's do the math again.
So,
back to that smartest person.
What month are we in right now?
We are in June, which yesterday you did say we were in March.
Did I?
Yeah. I was like, dude, we're in June. And you're like, oh, yeah.
When was that?
We're towards the end of June,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, we're almost in July.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So, Blair, tell us about what it felt like to transition to an employee to a business owner. That's something that we talk a lot about on this podcast. So what was your transition like?
Exciting. Terrifying.
What was terrifying about it?
My income being solely based on me and what I could do. And also solely based on the buying habits of women. That's a little scary.
Yeah. What's so scary about that?
Women are emotional. So,
you know what I've noticed, Chris, is a lot of the women shoppers secretly buy.
They do.
They don't tell their husbands.
And they use different payment forms.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
These
come with cash.
I won't ask you to elaborate. I don't want anybody to get in trouble. So. Got you so interested in fashion and the LuLaRoe brand that made you want to pursue that?
Well, I've always loved fashion, but LuLaRoe in particular appealed to me because of the comfort of the clothes and the exclusivity of the patterns. So,
what does that mean, exclusivity of the patterns?
You can't just order online. Like, if you have a certain pattern or certain item you want, you can't just go online and order that item in that pattern in your size. You have to find it. There's only so many. So, your chances, of running into somebody wearing the same thing are very rare. Plus, it's a little bit, more unique to yourself and your personality. Plus, it's comfortable. So it's, for me in particular, whenever I was having my children and being pregnant and losing weight.
How many kids do you have?
2. We have 2 kids, Brian. And pregnant and losing weight, you find yourself in this weight fluctuation. So, that's where I got into it, wearing it, because I could wear it throughout that whole process. So, but within that, I have found it has been made great maternity wear, but also it's great for people who have like fibromyalgia, stuff like that, because everything's stretchy so that you can still look good, be comfortable in your own skin, and it covers all sizes of women. So from 00 all the way up to size 28. They don't, leave any women out, and was a huge deal to me. But they also have a kids line, so I liked all those aspects of it.
One thing that really interests me is the sense of community that LuLaRoe has, especially amongst its own consultants or representatives. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not really a sense of competition. It's more of a sense of sisterhood and...
Yep.
And working together. Why is that so important for that industry?
That's actually part of what they call the LuLaRoe culture. So that's actually Mark and Deanne, who founded the company, they instill that in everybody right from the get-go, and that is the culture of it. But that also goes back to the patterns and the availability, so that you're not competing, because even though, yes, you are a consultant, I'm a consultant, what you carry and what I carry are totally different. So then, your customers or my customers, they don't have to feel like they're cheating, even though some still act like they do. But I shop from multiple people. Plus, we can bring it together and offer more selection and not feel like, you know, you're competing with somebody. So it really does give you that boost to do better like that, and for your business to be better, because you're not competing with each other. You can actually grow each other's businesses alongside each other. So that's really kind of cool. I love that part.
What are some ways that you market your business now that you're an entrepreneur?
Facebook's huge. Facebook, Instagram, those are probably the number one. And then face-to-face. I mean, another thing, wearing it. I wear it all the time. So if I go anywhere in my LuLaRoe, 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to ask me or comment. I mean, just yesterday, I had a girl message me, one of my customers, and she was like, I just added the girl at Best Buy into your group because she asked me about my... She's like, I just added the cell phone lady at Best Buy into your group because she asked me about what I had on. And I told her, and... You know, so that's huge, because getting it in front of people. But definitely Facebook's been a big, big part of my marketing strategy.
So those people in your group, don't, why are you touching me?
Because you're like, okay.
I'm a little too comfortable in my home studio here. So those customers that you have in your group, they're basically essentially a distribution channel for your group.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're walking bulletin boards.
They are. So it's definitely good for me to keep them happy, obviously, as far as that goes. But they, you know, the more they talk about it and the more people see them, the more, yeah, marketing I get. But then I also like to give a lot of stuff away, you know, go out and try to give out leggings and get the materials and stuff in front of people. So that's definitely helped out a ton.
What's been the biggest struggle that you have faced when you started your own, going out on your own?
The biggest struggle is probably for me is just buying habits, like trying to realize that just because you're not selling something doesn't mean you're doing something wrong, because you can have a really good month and a really bad month and do the same. With the fashion and with clothing, it really aligns along with people, what they're doing in the moment. I have noticed, like, this time of year has been a slower time for me. I didn't expect that, but what I'm seeing is a lot of people are traveling. They're, you know, going on vacation, they're going out with their kids, they're not coming to pop-ups, they're not booking pop-ups. So that's been a struggle for me, because, I mean, that's what your income's based on.
So for the people listening who may not know, what is a pop-up?
A pop-up is where you schedule. You can do it in your home, or you can do it in my home. I offer that, or even in local businesses where I bring, because my boutique is actually here. So when people come to a pop-up, they get to see the product, they get to try the product on, they get to buy it and take it home with them.
Get a glass of wine.
Yep, they can drink a glass of wine. We can have it. I can bring it to you, bring it to your home and set it up, and then your people can come and shop it and take it home, or you can do it in my house. Whatever's easier, but that's where you're going to see the most sales. And I do give all my hostesses 10% of all party sales and free product.
Wow.
So you've talked a little bit about the culture, but how does the system, for lack of a better phrase, how does the LuLaRoe system actually operate? I mean, there's owners, there's hostesses, there's consultants. I mean, kind of give us a quick... outline of everyone's positions and how it trickles down and how it works.
As you like, for me, when you join the company, you join under somebody. When you're under that person, they're your sponsor. It's like I have a girl under me. I'm her sponsor. I help her, and then I have a sponsor. And it goes, once you get 10 people under you, you become a trainer. It kind of goes so on from there. LuLaRoe will pay me commission based on what my girl sells, but it does not come from that her. It comes directly from LuLaRoe. So that's kind of how it all works. So I can get commission. I can earn commission off based off what my people sell, also what I sell. So it just kind of flows that way. But that all comes directly from LuLaRoe.
So it's kind of like a profit sharing, like the Keller Williams model, kind of?
Yeah.
So the better she does, the more she sells, the more commission I can earn. Yeah. Like to be there for her, and it's really, really neat, because they don't have to be local. Like the girl who's under me, she lives in Maryland. My sponsor lives in Nashville. That's something that's been really kind of cool too, because the girls on my team are all over the United States, from California all the way to here, and we all communicate and help each other out. But then I have found local people here that aren't necessarily on my team, but we help each other out and do a lot of stuff together as well.
So if someone says that they're looking for a specific pattern, you might not have it.
Correct.
But your other
I can go
friend
looking
might
for
have it.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get, like, a referral fee off of that or no?
No.
No, that's just called being nice.
Yeah, it's called being nice. You try to look for it. Yeah, you try to look for it.
I sent her your way.
You can tell.
But we do, yeah.
Real estate agents.
Yeah.
Referral fee. So.
You get a referral fee of they may buy from you because you're a nice person.
Yeah. And then she'll send them back to you when they need the matching leggings that you have.
Yeah.
How do you like being a sponsor?
I love it. I would love to actually be a trainer.
So you want 9 more people.
I would love it. I would love it. Yeah, it would be great. I think that it's something I'm good at. I like being supportive. I like helping Delana out. She's awesome, you know. And I already had 12 years of sales experience under my belt before I started. So I'm not coming into it.
We totally skipped your intro, by the way. We just got...
It was the most awkward thing anyone's ever heard of.
That's what happens.
That's why I do it.
Yeah. There's an expression, you know, stay in your lane. I try to take over because it was my wife and she was the guest. It was awful.
You probably almost know too much about me.
That introduction...
You don't even know what to ask
because
you know it all.
That intro... Actually, people have said that I know it all.
No, about me. Not about everything.
Everything else.
What does LuLaRoe provide in terms of how you structure your personal business? Like, how to keep inventory, how to keep the books?
They don't.
Oh, boy.
That's probably the biggest downfall. Well, it depends on how you look at it. For me, I'm a very hands-on, very OCD
you say that.
Control freak. So for me, that works great because...
Check.
I don't want anybody to tell me. But for somebody coming in, that means that you basically have to figure it all out. So that's what your sponsor's for. So the biggest thing I can say, if you're thinking about LuLaRoe or anything like that, always make sure you check out who is going to be your sponsor, because you want somebody that's, like mine, for instance, quit a month after I joined. Luckily, hers was great, and so I'm under her, but that could have been really bad for me, and I'd had no direction whatsoever. So that's why I've tried to be really good about making sure that anybody under me knows, okay, I've tried this, you know, I've done this, and I'm there. I mean, she's always asking me questions every day, and I'll help her and walk her through, and that's where your training is going to come in. None of that comes from LuLaRoe. They do have webinars once a week where they talk about stuff, but it's not, you're direct on how you do your inventory, how you keep up with your inventory. There's no real training on that.
Are there business coaches that would be beneficial, or do you mainly just stick to your sponsor and just kind of go from there?
There are some programs I've seen that you can pay for out there. I haven't tried any of them because I don't know. I just haven't. Yeah.
Have you read any of the books I suggested to you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Green Eggs and Ham. Spoiler alert, they eat the ham.
Yeah. LuLaRoe is only 4 years old. They just had their 4-year birthday in May. So it is a very new company. So I would think, and we just opened a distribution warehouse in Columbia.
How many jobs does that bring in?
God, it was over 1,100 to that area in Columbia, to that county. It is open now. It's not at full capacity yet. They're running it, I think, at about half capacity. But that's going to really help because LuLaRoe is based out of California. So everything is coming from California. So it's so new. I'd like to think, and I'm pretty sure, that the trainings and stuff will come, like, yearly. They're doing convention in July. Actually, it's next week, I think, is LuLaRoe convention, but it's in California. So for me, that's a little bit much to be able to do that right now. But like I said, it's a new company, so I think we'll see a lot more of that.
It's
changes.
Interesting that you can't, as a shop owner or pop-up owner or boutique owner, you can't choose your inventory, right? Is that right? They just send you whatever.
You can choose.
You cannot on your initial. When you join the company and you purchase your initial inventory, you have no control over the styles you carry or what you get. However, after that, you order styles and sizes, but you have no control over patterns, what they're going to look like. So you don't know what you're going to get in that box until you open it up.
That'd be nerve-wracking for me.
It really is.
Because you think of a normal store, like if you walk into an H&M or something, they have positions called buyers. They pick the inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of scary that you can't.
Which Leroy has them, but we don't know them. Like, we have designers and stuff, but they're just saying, and they said there's a piece out there for everybody. But it's definitely, it's the fun and...
Blair's like, well, I've had this piece for 6 months.
Yeah.
And I've had 8 pop-ups.
Yep. But we do a lot of, but that's where really the community aspect and the culture of Leroy really gets into play. Because then you hook up with other girls and you trade it out. That's what I've done. You trade your inventory with theirs. And it's amazing, like, how much you can sell just by changing it up. And that's what I do a lot of.
Other than becoming a trainer, what other goals do you have with LuLaRoe?
My goal would be to never have to work a regular full-time job ever again.
Okay.
Correction, you don't want your own boss.
Correct.
This is a regular full-time
job. Correct, you're right.
You are busting your hump.
Yeah.
Does the phrase mompreneur upset you?
No.
Do you hear that a lot?
No, I've never heard it.
Have you heard that, Brian?
Everything's a preneur now.
Mom boss. I've heard the mom boss.
They throw a preneur at the end of every word now. Dadpreneur. You're a dad entrepreneur. You're a solopreneur.
Fatherpreneur.
And all that. I think it's great, and that's another thing, another reason that I love it, you know, is being a mom of girls, you know, like being in an industry where we empower women, has been really, really liberating. I love it.
You should see Bristol and Brenna in their LuLaRoe dresses.
You should see them when we get a box. Yeah, they get as excited as I do. Brenna loves to help, and they do get in there and help me. I mean, it's, you know, and I'm trying to teach them how to, you know, wear the clothes and how pretty people are. And because, I mean, women are always so hard on themselves. And gosh, I have found that with this. It's ridiculous. And we're all the same. But, you know, it's really helped my self-confidence. And a lot of women that wear LuLaRoe will say that that's why they get so hooked to it. Because they feel, because we cover women of all sizes, that it's the first time that they've put something on and they felt good in it. You know, and that's just being part of that and showing that to my girls is a big deal to me.
How does LuLaRoe, if it doesn't compare, or if you're not sure, that's fine, but I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but in terms of like other businesses like
multi-level
Rodan and Fields, mm-hmm. or what's the one that does like protein shakes and stuff? It's not Beachbody, but it's kind of...
Yeah, just different stuff.
Multi-level marketing.
Basically, yeah. Other multi-level marketing.
That's
companies.
Where I think you really, and I've tried a couple, so I really can speak to that. I've tried, you know, a couple different ones. And the biggest thing I can say, and I've had the most success with this one, obviously, for one, it cost the most money to get into. It's going to cost you more money than anything you've done. I mean, you're thousands of dollars of a commitment. But I made that money back very quickly. Your return on investment is great because your inventory is on hand. That's why it costs so much. Women are they're impulse buyers. If you can put it in their hand and give it to them, they're going to buy it. But that's where the patterns come into play, because you don't compete. Where all those other ones, you can buy all the same things from each of those individual consultants. Whereas, you know, Kiri, one of my best friends, you can't. Her inventory and my inventory are different. So that's where it's so much more. It's so much easier to be successful, I think, because of that, because you're not competing. And that's what I think the number one business model has been great. Plus, women buy more. I mean, Disney, for instance, we just launched a Disney collaboration that's for the next 2 years. Launched about 3 weeks ago. I got it in last week and sold out immediately.
Yeah, I saw your Mickey Mouse one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it sells out immediately by keeping it. And we had a Valentine's Day capsule where they release something that's exclusive to that time. This is all you're going to get. That's it in these patterns. So they do that, the Mommy and Me's. They do the 4th of July, the Disney. they keep it fresh and keep it changing and keep all of our inventory different, so that just makes it, it's set up to where if you work it, you will succeed. But you will work it. It's not a part-time thing, yeah, for sure. If you want,
if you're gonna put that much money into it, you need to go balls to the
wall. And actually, that's one of the things. At first, when I wanted to join, that was what deterred me. But now, I'm glad, because I don't want people in this business promoting LuLaRoe that are not serious about it, and it keeps those people out.
Yeah.
You know, you get serious people in there. So it's been a neat little ride.
All right. We're going to wrap it up real quick. Where can the listeners get in touch with you? Can they join your Facebook group?
They can. LuLaRoe Blair Jones VIP on Facebook.
That's LuLaRoe
mm-hmm.
Blair Jones, BLAIRJONES.
VIP.
VIP.
Yep, that's my group.
She goes live on Facebook. When do you go live?
Wednesdays.
She has Wednesday night lives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I should go on. Wednesday night lives.
I want to go on there, but these women are obsessed.
She does
with,
get on there.
I've seen Brian.
These women are obsessed with trying to get men to wear women's right. clothes.
They want you.
I got for you wearing the Randy though, and you like it.
I shrunk it. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I dried it on accident.
Aww.
I took out all your LuLaRoe, but it snuck in there for some reason.
All right, well, Blair Jones, thank you for coming on the Jones
Thanks
Zone.
Thanks for having me.
Best thank wishes.
You. What's for dinner?